You for bringing us to the God's grace. Thank you so much. Tonight, let me just share a few things with you from the Word, and then we will have grow training. But I want to make sure I open the Word with you tonight. So take your Bible to the New Testament gospel account written humanly by Mark, Mark chapter 9. And I want to read to you this account, as Mark records it, Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 14, and I will read through verse 29. All right, Mark chapter 9, verse 14. The Bible tells us this account, and when he, that's Jesus, came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them, and straightway, all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluting him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb, that is an unspeaking spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and he pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." And he answereth him and saith, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, wallowing, foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" He said, "Of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." And when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said unto them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." Now, Lord, we have in these few minutes, we ask that you would speak to us. And unless you help us, we will not grasp the significance of that which is before us. And so help us, we pray. Help me as the preacher and all of us to know the filling or the controlling and the yieldedness to the Holy Spirit to receive from you tonight. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. From this wonderful occasion, I want to share with you tonight five significant points that I think will be very helpful drawn from this portion of Scripture. There's so much to be said from this portion of Scripture that we will not take the time to share tonight. But I do want to share with you five significant points. The first, you'll notice the context. As we read about this beginning in chapter 9, verse 14 through verse 22, there's a man who came desperate. And the people were wondering, what in the world is going on? Here's a man that had a demon-possessed son. And he brought this boy to the Lord's disciples. And the Lord's disciples could not cast out this demon. In fact, it gives us an inroad or an insight into demonic activity and the power of demons, so that their power can be manifest by removing somebody's hearing. Now, if you're like me and you're struggling with your hearing, I'm not saying that's demonic at its source. There may be other reasons. And when you cannot hear, then, not able to hear, it's hard to understand forming sounds. People that are like me that are hearing, and have always been hearing, though my hearing isn't what it used to be. We can't understand that until you work with the deaf and trying to help people who have never heard a sound to try to imitate that with their voice. And so in their silent world, they are deaf, and you'll hear the expression dumb, unable to speak, never intending at all unintelligence. It has everything to do with an inability to speak except through your hand. So here's a man that has come, and I think the significant point to know from this context is that there's a man who is desperately seeking help, and it is a point of desperation. Have you been in your life at points of desperation? So from that context, we consider desperation, but then I want you to notice then there's a contrast that you'll read about in this portion of Scripture. Two statements that begin with the word if. You'll find the first in verse 22. Reminds us that the man's testimony that oftentimes it, that's the demon, hath cast him into the fire and the waters to destroy him. Reminds us something else, another insight into the demonic world. And that is, in the demonic world, the evil spirits have the power to suspend the normal laws of nature. And this man then makes this statement in verse 22. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And there's a desperate father. But then notice the Lord's statement that begins with the word if. In verse 22, Jesus said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So this man says to the Lord, if you could just help. And the Lord says, if you would just believe. Now this contrast is where oftentimes we live. We live at a point of desperation. We have things that come into our lives and we call out to the Lord in desperation. Oh Lord, if only you would. And the Lord responds to us, if only you would believe. And there are times when we are between these two statements and we call on the Lord in faith and we ask God's intervention and we don't always see the results. And when you reach this point in your life, this is when there is a significant point of faith to believe the Lord. And so we're at the edge of faith and doubt. And it is then that we want to stop believing. But the Lord reminds us to continue to believe Him and lean on Him wholeheartedly in faith. And this man then, in the middle of this, between faith and doubt, in this very place that we find ourselves sometimes, the Lord then brings this man to a point of confession. And you see what the man says, verse 24, straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears. And you can imagine this man. And he's crying and he says, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. How many of you have been there? Lord, I'm calling out to you in faith, and I believe that you can. I believe that you will. But Lord, in my own heart, I understand that I have the seeds of doubt. And I'm struggling sometimes because I know I ought to believe. And in my one sense, I do believe. But on the other hand, I know my own doubt and I don't see the immediate result. And I'm wondering, Lord, why aren't you stepping in? And even that is a question of doubt. And the Lord helps us to understand And the significant point here is that we need to understand human inadequacy. And it is not a bad thing ever in our lives, though the circumstances that bring us to this are rarely welcomed and rarely enjoyed. But the circumstances that bring us to this human inadequacy, to where we call on the Lord and we confess to Him our doubt and that we are inadequate. And here's a man that was as honest as he could be. And it's refreshing to see a man who is so honest with the Lord that people like me and people like you can relate to him. And how many times I have prayed this very prayer, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Have you prayed that prayer? Have you been desperate enough? Have you been desperate enough? And the Lord wonderfully intervenes, and we read the occasion already, and I will not read it again. And Jesus intervenes in this man's situation, and he casts out the demonic spirit from the young man or from the boy. And in fact, it was so traumatic when he comes out of him, the boy's just lying there and people thought, well, he must be dead. But oh, he wasn't dead. And the Lord lifts him up by the hand. Well, after all that was done, the disciples and the Lord retreat to a place and they're in a home there. And while they're in the home, the disciples take a break with the Lord and they have a question for the Lord. And when they ask the question, the Lord gives them a consultation. You read about it in verse 28 and then verse 29. And when he was coming to the house, the disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And here's what the Lord said. And he said to them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. They said, Lord, why is it that we didn't get answers to our prayer the way you got answers to your prayer? And Jesus lets us know that there are some things that only take place when God's people get serious about it enough. That they'll pray and they'll fast and they'll go before God. In fact, if you read the account in Matthew of this same passage, Matthew adds something else. Beside the fact that some things only happen by prayer and fasting, Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20, Matthew tells us another dimension that the Lord tells them of, and that is another element of unbelief. Now, the Lord had already told these disciples that he would give them power over evil spirits. In fact, you can read from these very men. You'll find it three times in the Gospels recorded. In Mark's Gospel, it's recorded in Mark chapter 6, verse 7, that these men would have power over evil spirits. And then he sent them out. And when you read Mark chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, you'll find that they did it. They were sent out, and everywhere they went, they were able to cast out demons. But on this occasion, there was a demon they could not cast out. And you say, why couldn't? Because these men were confused. We used to be able to. You said we had the authority to do it. We did cast out demons. We've been there. We've done that. We got the demon casting out T-shirt. Or in this television day and time, the demon casting out white suit. And yet, we couldn't cast out this demon. And here's a significant point. You need to understand that the reason that they could not cast out these demons is this. They had moved from dependence to independence. Dependence on God's power to independence. And they thought, man, we got it. We got this thing. And the Lord reminded them, you think you've got your life well under control? You think you've got this thing down? You think that because you've done well in the past that all of a sudden everything's together? And he says, no. You need to get a fresh reminder that you need my power. In your life, do you realize that God brings things into our lives to remind us again that we need His power? It's a good thing for you in your life, for me in my life, to be brought to the end of ourselves again. It's good. Not saying I like it. It's good for churches to be brought to a place where we understand that we go from independence to dependence. And God brings people and He brings His church through different things to remind us that really, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And then there is a connection that is made. And in my Bible, I have an arrow drawn from verse 23 to verse 29. Because it's the way that I'm helping myself to understand and make a connection. Because verse 23 says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And then verse 29, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Faith and prayer. Prayer and spiritual power. And it's the significant point of these two verses. It is the point of power. And you know, church, if there's anything that we need, and we need to understand, is that in the supernatural battle is only overcome by supernatural power. And so we need to pray and seek the Lord. And with that said, I'm going to invite you to stand with me and bow your head and close your eyes tonight. You're standing, your head is bowed. And I wonder tonight, in this silent place, and I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to talk to you for just a couple of minutes, and then I will pray. And then Dr. Thomas is going to come and close our service with a song. And we'll go to grow training tonight. But I wonder if you need to silently confess tonight before the Lord your personal sin of doubt and unbelief and your sin of independence. And I wonder if we as a church body would do well to consider whether we are living in self-adequacy or we are living in humble inadequacy. Need the power of God. I wonder if the Lord is speaking to you tonight, and this is the night for you. And so, Lord, tonight we are, I think we can relate. I can relate. I don't know if I'll speak for anybody else, but I'll speak for me. I can so relate to that man. I believe, and I do, but yet there is such evidence of my unbelief. And so I'm asking for you to help me. And I'm praying with my brothers and sisters in Christ that God, you would help us to see humbly our inadequacy. And you would have your hand upon us. God, help our unbelief. And so we'll ask you these things and we will pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.